Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with local powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs have turned their dreams into reality. They work hard, outshine, and they mean business. These women reveal and share their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and today we're talking all about career. I have two guests in the room today. One of my guests is Nancy O'Keefe. She's the founder of Simple Small Business Solutions, and Cheryl Terrell. I love that your name rhymes. She is the founder of Interior Bliss Designs, and they are both serving on the board for the South Shore Women's Business Network. Nancy has been a returning guest. She's been a guest several times, and Cheryl is new. So welcome, both of you.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
Really, congratulations, both of you, on your seats. Is this your first time being on the board?
No, it's my second.
Second year. Okay. And you've been on the board several times on and off, right?
No, actually, this is my first stint on the board.
Ah, so you've been a member on and off for years.
And this is my third year on the board, right?
Okay. And I can't believe they've been around for over 25 years. That is really phenomenal.
Amazing. It is.
It's a long time. You've got your flag staked in the ground. You're not going anywhere.
We are not going anywhere except moving upwards and forward.
Okay. Now, how did they get started? How did the group get started? And what do you believe is the reason you've built so much trust and really sustainability over the years?
Well, I think the group got started because there was a real need for a woman's business group. 25 years ago, you know, we all forget what that was like, but most of the groups were men and in some cases restricted to men. And there was really no place for women to go and network and build the relationships they needed to build, get some of the education and some of the skills, make the connections. And that's how it was actually birthed. Why we've stayed in business as long as we have, I think, really is twofold. We have an incredible group, and we have people that have built really long, very long lasting relationships. So our brand of networking, we like to say, is a little bit different than some other groups, because the relationships that are forged really tend to run deeper, don't you think, Cheryl?
I agree. Yes, definitely. And women typically will do business with people they know, like, and trust. And that absolutely happens all the time in the network.
Yeah. And it's beyond know, like, and trust. I mean, everybody's friends.
Exactly.
So you come, when I walked into that event, I think I was saving this for later, but you had an event recently in January. You had 100 women show up at this event, and it was a really phenomenal event. It was, the energy in the room was really powerful. And, you know, when I walked in the room, I don't feel like I'm walking into a bunch of strangers. Every time I turn around, it's another friend.
We had an incredible event. It was our 25th anniversary celebration, and we had 100 people, women and men.
Yeah, there are some men there.
We don't want to exclude. We love the men, too. And it really was a phenomenal night. We had an opportunity to celebrate the past, talk a little bit about the future, and it was just a lot of fun. We had a magician, and it was a great time.
It sure was.
And the men, so when I came to my very first meeting several years ago, 2-3 years ago, there were men there, and I thought, oh, this is a women's business network. Why are there men? And I was actually asking somebody in the ladies' room, and one lady was very kind, and she said, oh, I used to serve on the board, and I can tell you the reason for that is because if there's a man that has a business and he wants to connect with other women businesses, why not? So I love that the group came from almost diversity of not being really having that visibility in the other groups. And some of them were probably chambers at the time, 25 years ago. And, you know, we were not being exclusive and not letting men not come into the group. There were a bunch of double negatives in there somewhere, I think, right?
But no, you're right, because let's face it, women are the decision makers in many households. They have the buying power. They're the ones that decide what purchases are made in many cases. And men know that they have to do business with women. And better place to do business with women than at the South Shore Women's Business Network?
So that's right.
We encourage it.
And,
for sure.
And we call it SSWBN for short, mm-hmm. because it's a long name. Visibility is important. We know that. How does the SSWBN support their members' needs to attain that visibility as small business owners?
Well, that's actually kind of my theme for the year as president, visibility. And we have a lot of brand new member benefits that we put into effect for 2016 to help elevate the visibility not only of our members but of the network as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
And really, isn't that what we're all about in terms of being business owners or even in our careers, wanting to be noticed? You need to be seen, you need to be heard in order to be taken seriously. So one of the initiatives that we have is this year we're doing something a little bit different. We're focused on a specific women's issue, one per quarter. And we're working as a team with some local organizations or charities so that we can help to support their efforts in the area of women's homelessness, domestic violence,
mm-hmm.
child poverty, and women veterans are the four areas that we're focused on.
And by coming together
to support the community on those issues, we're really able to elevate the visibility of everyone involved because, you know, that's newsworthy, it's noteworthy, and it's mm-hmm. something that's going beyond the four walls of this SSWBN. We're out in the community, we're doing good. We really want to empower women, and we want to help elevate life on the South Shore for women.
And I think everything starts with community, right?
Absolutely.
I remember talking with ladies and they might have said, you know, oh, I'm national. I don't go to the local stuff. But how do you get to national if you're not doing the local things first? You really have to branch your way out. You know,
one of the things that I found with this group, and I've been a member since 2007, is that everybody wants to help everybody else. And it doesn't matter if it's from a personal problem to a professional problem. There's someone there that could point you in the right direction and support you, grow your business, help you in any facet. And I think that that's a very unique when it comes to networking groups like this one.
And it's real support.
It's real support.
It is true, authentic, real support. You're just not going to get somebody snubbing their nose at you.
Right.
Not that you're going to get that anywhere else, but.
Well, and it's real support on real issues. Mm-hmm. We all have parents that are aging. That's mm-hmm. an issue. We all
yes.
have children. And there are issues around that. Look at the drug problem that we have
yeah.
on the South Shore. I mean, all of those problems touch our lives, and you need to be able to talk to other people about them and share your experiences mm-hmm. and benefit from their experiences. And as women business owners, hey, it's lonely at the top.
Yeah.
And it's nice to have it's nice to have that network of people that you're not just pushing business cards at each other.
Yes.
You're really sharing experiences and knowing that if you need to lean on people, they're there for you.
That's right. That's right. And again, it goes back to the authenticity, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And now, so you really do have to invest in yourself. If you have a small business or even a big business, but really small businesses are really who we're talking about, and you have to invest in yourself. It's such a small investment. It's really not a lot of money per year for everything that you get for your dollar.
Absolutely. And we've actually had a dues decrease for 2016 because our focus is on giving. So there's a new aspect of what we're doing that involves giving time in the way of service and also giving money so that we can help support these causes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the feeling of the board last year as we were putting this plan together that we wanted people to have monies to spend on those things. So we reduced some of the charges that we had as an organization, one, to open it up to more people, but also so that they would be able to give in other ways.
Okay, give in other ways. So, and really beyond, there's so many things beyond the membership listing. So when you buy your membership, it's important because it's SEO. It helps you with your SEO to be listed in as many different places as you can. So, but really beyond the listing, it's so much more than that.
It is. As an example, we had a class last night, as a matter of fact, where the editor of our newsletter, Patty Funder, who's an experienced writer, she led a class on how to write an article. This year, we're opening up our newsletter. Any member can publish an article in our newsletter, which goes out to people well beyond our membership. Mm-hmm. And that gives them exposure. It helps, again, the visibility to elevate them, get links back to their website. And we had about 20 people there last night who were anxious to learn what was required so they could submit articles. And that helps our newsletter be more newsy and more interesting to people, members and beyond. So it's a win-win for everybody.
And the email marketing, so really when you're getting that email, you're staying abreast of all the different things that you guys are doing every month. But you do have that opportunity to collaborate with Patty and talk to her about what she does with her newsletter for SSWBN and how you can learn to do those same things for your own newsletter.
Or write articles to submit to any publication.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. Well, we do have to take a quick break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guests are Nancy O'Keefe and Cheryl Terrell, and they are both with the South Shore Women's Business Network. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
If you're looking for visibility and building relationships that lead to ideal clients and career advancement, the South Shore Women's Business Network is for you. At the South Shore Women's Business Network, our mission is to foster relationships, provide mentorship, education, and build a community to empower women. Join us for after-hours networking events such as trivia, wine tasting, and mini golf. Attend a speaker breakfast with like-minded professionals, even publish an article or offer a workshop to the members. To join us, visit sswbn.org.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation, but there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
Are you planning a wedding, bridal shower, anniversary, or other special event? Let Mama cook for you. The Mamma Mia's family of restaurants can handle all of your catering so you can enjoy the same authentic Italian cuisine that you experience in their restaurants. Mamma Mia's Catering offers homemade recipes priced to fit any budget. You can pick up your order before your event, or Mamma Mia's will even come to you. For more information, call any one of Mamma Mia's 6 locations or visit online at mammamias.net.
To Powerful Women Revealed, and I'm with Nancy O'Keefe and Cheryl Terrell, and they are on the board for the South Shore Women's Business Network. And what I want to talk about now is, nobody does it better than SSWBN, right?
You know it.
You know it.
And really networking. So networking is all about building relationships, but really building relationships is all about building trust. So all you have to do is come to an event and start building that now.
Right.
Because you need to invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
And people need to get to know you. That's the key. It's not enough to come once in a while, come regularly, make friends. It's about making friends, making business friends. And you can't make business friends in one meeting. You've got to get out there in the community and, you know, do different things, meet up with people more than once, let them get to know you, really invest in that relationship. It's not about, I hate the card pushing networking events where it's all about, oh, here's my card, want to do business with me. No, I want to get to know you first.
I know, I know. And I had a lot of fun listening to my podcast that we did together. And I learned a lot from myself listening to
that. That's great.
Isn't that funny? But really, if you just come, like, so you have the regular breakfast events every month, the speaker breakfast.
Actually, no more. We have changed our format.
Okay.
We have four breakfasts a year.
Oh, once a quarter.
Once a quarter.
Okay.
And those will be sort of the culmination of all the work that we do the other months of the quarter.
Okay.
Ending in a speaker breakfast that's really meant to sort of honor that cause.
Oh, I love it.
We hope to be donating a check to them, and they'll be guests at the event. And the rest of the year, we're doing after hours, and we have lots of fun things planned, because if you're going to go out after work, after a long day, it ought to be fun.
Yeah.
And Nancy and I were just sitting here talking during the commercial. We think we're going to add karaoke.
I love it. Love it.
You know, we're here with these microphones in our faces, and we looked at each other and said,
karaoke. And frankly, can I add backup singers?
Okay.
Backup singers on that stage, and you got to have three.
Backup singers. That sounds like a committee to me, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
I missed my calling. I swear to God, I missed my calling as a backup singer.
We'll pencil you in. We'll pen you in.
There you go. I love the breakfast idea, though, and I love that you're pulling it back a little bit to just do it once per quarter. And it's sort of like a little bit of a closure for that each quarter that you're, that's a really nice thing.
And there's another visibility opportunity. If any of the businesses that are members want to be sponsors for the quarter, the sponsorship fee is much lower than it used to be.
Okay.
And you'll have an opportunity to be sponsored and featured as a sponsor the entire quarter, and to sit at the head table at the breakfast and be recognized. And we hope to make this a community event. We would like the press to be there, and we would really like to elevate these issues on the South Shore.
But you really want to focus on starting with membership. Like, really get the membership, start out. I always like to climb my way, you know? So start out with the membership, get the listing on the website, and then really start filtering more things in as you can handle it.
Well, come and get to know us, have some fun, come to an after hours. We have one coming up. We're going to do a Mardi Gras night. It's a little bit past Mardi Gras, but that's okay. It's not going to stop us.
Nope. Yeah.
We've got trivia planned. We've got a wine tasting planned.
Nice.
We've got a new winery.
And mini golf tournament.
So there's things at night and during the day.
At night and for the breakfast.
We're
not going to do too much during the day this year. We've found, and members have told us, it's increasingly difficult for them to get out to events in the middle of the day, because we don't only cater to business owners, and we all know how busy they are, but we also have members who have careers and work for others. And for them to get out, you know,
and leave the office.
Yeah, for what might be an hour and a half or 2 hours, by the time you get there, have an hour meeting and get back, it doesn't work for most people. So we're going to stick with the evening and the morning.
Mm. And we want people to attend our events. You know, previously we had quite a few each month. Mm. And so you had to kind of pick and choose which one you were going to attend and which one you weren't. So now we want to be on people's calendar every month religiously. And so we thought by narrowing that down that would make a big difference for when they had to choose, I'm going to go to X event or the SSWBN. So we want them to go to the SSWBN now.
Okay. All right. And now, you've had amazing speakers in the past. Do you have any speakers lined up this year?
Not that we're willing to talk about yet.
Okay.
We're going to hold surprise, but you can bet they'll be inspirational and fun and, you know, really top quality. So we're looking forward to having a good lineup for our four breakfasts.
Okay. And then also, like, the opportunities are just limitless, like, really, to host an event.
Yes.
So is that the same thing as sponsorship?
No. Sponsorship is sponsoring the cause that we're working on.
Mm-hmm.
Hosting an event is actually holding it at your venue. You have to be a member to do that.
Oh.
And
If you don't have a venue?
You can
choose one.
You can choose one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there's no charge to do it, although we do ask you to have refreshments, and that can be coffee and dessert, wine and cheese, cash bar, whatever you choose.
Mm.
And you get a chance to stand up in front of the group and talk about your business for 10 minutes or so. And that's the benefit of hosting. Plus you get advertised in the flyer and so on.
And really you're...
You get traffic to your location. So again, it's all about visibility, visibility, visibility. Mm.
And when you're hosting and you have that opportunity to speak, you're really spending a little bit of time that month preparing for the event and getting energized about yourself and your business and really stepping it up a notch and fine-tuning your message so that you can speak more clearly about your mission. And it's a great opportunity.
It is.
And if our member who's hosting needs assistance with that, they just need to reach out to someone on the board and we can support them.
Okay. All right. Now, how can a new member gain visibility with the newsletter? We talked about that a little bit. You're reaching over 1,400 people additionally beyond your membership.
Mm-hmm.
What can they do within that newsletter?
Well, there's a couple of ways they can participate. As I mentioned earlier, they can write an article for submission. Something that's informative or educational that our members would enjoy reading about. There's also a place where we can record happenings. So if there's a promotion or some sort of an event, or you want to say thank you to somebody for something they did for you, there's a place for that in the newsletter as well.
Okay. And what do you want to say to the people that are listening that just don't like to network?
Well, then definitely check us out, because this is...
sometimes it can feel a little daunting.
And this is more of a fun night out. And, it's more of a fun night out. If you like to have fun and you want to meet some nice people and, you know, get to know some people on the South Shore, then this is the place to be. There's no pressure. It's not that type of an event at all. And although we do occasionally do some formal networking exercise, icebreakers and things like that, mostly at the breakfast.
Mm.
But for example, we're having a Mardi Gras night on the 25th of February, and we're having a mask contest. So
okay.
If you bring a mask,
and I have one.
We're going to take selfies and we're going to post them on our website, and we're going to let the world vote on who had the best mask, and the winner will get a free ticket to our breakfast, one of our breakfasts. But
nice.
It's just fun. We just want to get out there. We want to have a good time, and we want to get people some visibility.
Yeah. And if you're not having fun in what you're doing in your business, then you're not really living, right?
That's right.
You want to love what you do and be able to share it and get out of your comfort zone, right? And come to an event. And everyone is welcomed, correct?
Absolutely.
Like, even if they don't know anything and they just go to the website, see the event, they can just show up and be welcomed at the door.
Absolutely. And we'll introduce them to everybody that we know, so they feel like when they leave, wow, that was an amazing event, and I just made a whole bunch of new friends.
And you guys are like connectors.
Absolutely.
You know, when you see somebody and you know their business, you already know who to connect them with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, we have to go to another break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guests are Nancy and Cheryl, and they are with the South Shore Women's Business Network.org. So you can go there for more information. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD. You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Would you love to have a true sanctuary in your home that features all the comforts and decor that reflect who you are at your core? Deborah O'Brien is an authority on self-image, interior design, and meditation. Putting you at ease is Deborah's mission as she helps guide you through an insightful process. Deborah O'Brien teaches you the necessary skills so you can find clarity in how to display your wardrobe, hair, and makeup in a way which suits the person you truly are. Start loving the real you today. Visit Unveil. yourself.com.
You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and I'm with Nancy and Cheryl, and they are with the South Shore Women's Business Network.org. You can go there for more information. They are a nonprofit. We haven't mentioned that yet. But before we go any further with the community, why should women invest in themselves?
Well, I'm really glad we came back to that because it's so important in today's fast-changing world that people keep their skills up to date and that their connections are fresh and they really know what's going on in the world. And if you're, like so many of us, working out of your home these days, or even if you're working for a larger company, often it's a virtual arrangement, you get kind of lost if you're not out there hearing what's going on. You know, a lot of interesting information is exchanged at the water cooler or the coffee machine in companies, and we miss that. So you need to get out, you need to hear what's going on, and you need to make an investment in yourself in terms of your education as well as your connections and your networking. And that's another thing that we offer is educational benefits. We try to bring programs to women that will help them in their careers and in their businesses.
Yeah, and I want to say it's not like school.
Nope.
It's not like class.
No.
We're not talking about that kind of education. But really, when you're surrounding yourself with other women that are providing value to the community, you are always getting educated.
Right, because in a conversation, you may learn about some other event or some other venue or something else that might be of interest to you that you might not hear about if you weren't out there talking to people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, so you are a nonprofit and you are supporting nonprofits. I think that's really fabulous. Now, you're both passionate about supporting other women. When was that aha moment to collaborate with the other nonprofits?
Well, last year, the board took a very hard look at the organization. You know, things have changed.
25 years.
25 years. It seemed like a really great time to kind of look at everything. And, you know, we want to keep it fresh. We want to keep people interested. We want to keep them coming back. And we really came around to the fact that we're all about empowering women and we're all about making a difference. And what better way to do that than support women's issues in our community, the South Shore, and have some part in helping to elevate those issues, make people aware of them, and to do some good and throw some money at it, some service time, whatever we can do.
Now, how are you choosing each nonprofit that you're working with?
We decided that based on the board, we all said, here's all the things that we think would be of interest and need our support in the South Shore. And so we voted on that. And those are the four areas that we referenced earlier that we picked.
Okay. So it's the women veterans, the homelessness, the children's issues?
Yeah, children's poverty.
Okay.
Which has a lot to do with single moms who might be the only person earning a living in the family.
And what was the other one?
Domestic violence.
That's right. Okay.
Right. And the nice thing about the sponsorships, they're only $500. You can sponsor one quarter, you can sponsor all four quarters if you want to. But It really gets you a lot of visibility in terms of being involved in all the press, being involved in all the notices that go out, being featured as a sponsor, and for
at
some,
every event
at
during
every
that
event
quarter.
During yes. that quarter. And for some businesses, you know, if you're a large business, you probably have some sort of a charitable arm, something that you do as part of your organization. But if you're a smaller business, maybe you don't. So this is a great opportunity for you to rally your own employees and do something along these lines with not a lot of effort and resource on your part, but doing it through the network.
And because it's tax deductible. Now, I don't think you're ever going to run out of nonprofits to collaborate with.
No, I don't think so.
But this is also a good opportunity if you are or you have an organization that you're thinking of and you want the board to consider it. That's another opportunity.
Sure, absolutely.
We'd love to hear from those people.
Yeah. I mean, every time you turn around, there's another opportunity that, you know, doesn't have to be overlooked. You know,
there's so much need out there, and we would love to help as many organizations as we possibly can.
Yeah, now, it was really hard to whittle it down to only four
This
issues.
Is the first year.
Yeah, it is.
You know, first year, you're picking the four creme de la creme right. or what have you. But, you know, every year you'll have a really amazing group to support. Now, what do you think is your biggest strength at WBN in the past, and what do you think your biggest strengths are going to be in the future?
Well, I think, and I've really already mentioned this, the different level of relationship that's formed at the South Shore Women's Business Network, I think that's our biggest strength. It's a group of really devoted, caring women who want to make a difference, and that's huge. They're really invested in their membership. More than the $99 they might spend to be a member, they're really invested in making a difference.
And I want to make a comment to the connections that you make. Some people feel if they show up to some kind of a chamber or any kind of event and you see what might be perceived as a clique of a connection or a little group of people that seem to know each other really well, the positive word for clique is connection. Mm-hmm. So just when you see it as they are just connected, It takes that stigma away, and no, it's just a connection, and you can have that connection too. And I also recommend people to go up to somebody that's standing alone.
We don't allow you to stand alone.
Well, we don't allow that. I love that. At the last event, there was somebody alone, and somebody grabbed that person.
Yeah.
But that's who I always try to go towards. But now what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to go towards those group connections and just sort why not?
One
sort
of, things
of walk over and squeeze yourself in and hi.
You won't even need to do that in our group, because if you walk over to that connection, I would be really surprised if someone didn't say, hi,
and put their arm around you.
And who are you?
And put their arm around you.
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Well, it is a privilege to belong to such an amazing group of women. And so many of the women have been there for the 25 years.
Yes.
And then there are fresh women, and it's a range, a variety of ages and backgrounds and everything. So
that's one of the things I think that also makes us very unique, is it doesn't matter, you know, where you've been or where you've come from. We have, you know, someone who's very, very young, just starting out in their career, to someone who has gone through the career and retired, and everybody in between, any job title that you can imagine. It doesn't matter. And everybody's treated the same, which is, again, something that's very unique.
With respect. And really, when you come to these events, you need to be in relationship mode. Not in selling mode.
I don't like
get in relationship mode.
And I just think of it as a friendship. When you're going to come to a meeting, and really people should look at this for any networking meeting they're going to. When you go to a networking meeting, you're just going to meet a bunch of new people, and maybe some of them are going to become your friends.
Yeah.
To me, that takes all of the pressure off of it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And when you set your intention.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's just come join us, have some fun, bring a mask or practice up on your trivia for trivia night.
Or don't bring a mask. If it's your first time coming, don't bring a mask so everyone can see that you're new and more people will come to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we have to take another break. I hope you'll stay with us. We are talking with the ladies from the South Shore Women's Business Network.org. You can go there for more information. It's really affordable. I'm a member. I hope I'll see you at the next event. You are listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
When faced with conflict, many people turn to court and expensive litigation. But there is a better way. At Whole Family Law and Mediation, they help their clients resolve conflict out of court using mediation and collaborative law. Couples can efficiently come to an agreement while preserving their emotional and financial resources and protecting their families. Whole Family Law and Mediation. Compassion, collaboration, resolution. Contact them today to see if mediation or collaborative law is right for you at wholefamilylaw.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Are you an entrepreneur looking for help with your current bookkeeping, accounting, and tax needs? Meridian Financial Service specializes in working with individuals, small businesses, and startups by offering a full range of accounting and tax services. At Meridian Financial Service, their service levels and fast response times give them an advantage over their competition. Let Meridian Financial Service help you plan your finances. Contact them today at meridianfinancialservice.com.
Back, you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed, and I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Nancy O'Keefe and Cheryl Terrell, and they are both on the board of the South Shore Women's Business Network, and you go to sswbn.org for more information. I want to say that, you know, I played that song because you have to jump, you have to take action. You can't just sit back and wish your life away. You really have to. I almost played Wishing on a Star. Love that song too. But you have to, you can't do it alone, and you really need to take action. And women like to support other women. That's what it's all about.
And we do it all the time at every event.
And everyone needs support.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, everyone, you'd be surprised how much you need the support when you show up and people are being so supportive. Yeah. All right. Now, who is the ideal person to join the group?
Well, the ideal person for the South Shore Women's Business Network is any woman or man who's looking to be connected and make a difference in the community, either further their career or grow their business. But anybody really from any age group, as Cheryl mentioned, we really are a very diverse group. So if you're looking to be with a group of professional, like-minded people, mostly women, but some men too, mm-hmm. who are interested in furthering, mentoring, educating, empowering, then that's the group that you want to check out. And, you know, it's friendly, it's open, it's, you know, not something you have to attend every month or every week, but we certainly would enjoy it if you did. Mm-hmm. Get to know the members and really get involved. Get involved at whatever level you feel as though you can get involved.
And why? So it's that type of person, but why do they need to understand the importance of joining the group?
Because it's all about being connected, being a connector. because as a connector, there's benefits too. And if you don't have anybody you can connect others to, you're never going to be successful as a connector.
That's right.
But you want to be seen as a resource. So you need resources in order to be seen as a resource.
Yes.
And this is a fantastic resource.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition, there's the opportunity to invest in yourself through education, through the article writing. Heck, we're even offering members the opportunity to put on a workshop, and we'll market it to our membership.
Really? Is there a cost for that?
There is no cost for that. No.
Really?
So, you know, again, it's all about the visibility. It's all about contributing to the community and making a difference. And we have so many new member benefits this year that really make that investment, that $99, or if you're a larger company with over 10 employees, the investment is $500. Mm-hmm. And there's one in between for $250. But the member benefits are amazing. In addition to...
It's like 25 cents a day.
Yeah.
Something crazy
Very
like that.
Very affordable.
In addition to the meetings, there's the education. There's the opportunity for the newsletter and to do the workshop, as we mentioned. There's also a program we're putting into place where you can offer some sort of a benefit or discount from your company so that other members can partake in that.
So member to member.
Member to member benefits. Mm. Right. There's opportunities. What are some of the others? I'm drawing a blank. Lots of things that can be gleaned from just getting to know the other people in the group and using some of their services, having sort of your built-in concierge service so that you can recommend some of these people to other people, your clients or what have you.
Mm-hmm. And at each event, we also have a big business board where everybody's business who's a member is on there.
Oh.
So you could walk up to it and say, oh, I need this.
So like a cork board where you've got just everybody listed.
Everybody's listed.
I love that idea.
Yep. So because some people forget to bring or, you know, their materials with them and their flyers and, oh my gosh, I don't have any business cards left. So we'll always have their information there so they can obtain it that way too.
And it will be on a table where they can leave brochures or business cards or whatever and, you know, exchange that information with the other people in the group.
Now, where are you based out of?
Our office is in Hanson, Mass.
Okay.
But we try to have our meetings all over the South Shore. We like to go down as far as Plymouth and up as far as Braintree or Quincy even.
Yep.
Because we want to give everybody an opportunity to, you know, do something that's close to home. So
it really is the South Shore.
It really is.
It is the South Shore network to be part of, for sure.
The South Shore Women's Business Network.org. And, well, actually, SSWBN.org. Okay. All right. Any last thoughts? We are out of time.
Well, like I said, I've been a member since 2007. I started my business a few years ago, and this organization was what helped leapfrog me to, you know, okay, I'm getting started to full-fledged and now looking to expand and hire people. And I was very fortunate to put together a group of ladies and have them help me kind of go through that process. So it was a focus group. And I, you know, it's hard to find something like that somewhere else. And they were amazing to me and for me. And I could trust them. And they were very honest with their feedback. And it's made all the difference in my business personally.
Wow. All right. Well,
and I've been a member on and off for probably most of the 25 years.
Mm.
Sometimes my work life took me well off the South Shore. So those weren't times when I
could be a
member. I
can't believe this is the first year you're a president after all that time. Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, for me, it's just, you know, no matter how, whether you come and go, how long you're gone, it's just like old home when you get back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see people that I knew from years and years ago, and, you know, it's open arms, hugs. Oh, my God. You know, it's like old home week. So, and that's just the environment there. It's just really amazing.
It is. It is.
A very, very positive environment.
I've been there a ton of times myself. We are out of time. I do want to thank my guests for being here. You can go to sswbn.org for more information. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you'll tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole.